to be king or queen for a day. Imagine just for a moment that you had the opportunity to do just that, to be king or queen for a day. Your kingdom stretches for miles upon miles. You have servants to look after your every need. Palace walls provide a sanctuary from the chaos that consumes the lives of your citizens. People love you, but it is difficult to tell if their affection is for you or for what you can do for them. It's been a rather difficult few years. There is a rumor that the neighboring kingdom would like to expand its territory. In an effort to supply more troops to defend the borders, taxes have been raised. Severe heat and drought have devastated the grain crops. Grain will surely have to be imported this year, which will make higher tariffs. Oh, the people have become disgruntled and expects you to do something about it. To add to all of this drama of the day, there's this pesky prophet that is wandering around the crowds warning of God's forthcoming wrath. These prophets claim to be messengers from God, but their allegiance is wavering. How could these uncivilized, unclean human beings be representatives of the Lord Most High? One prophet, though in particular, that annoying Elisha, seems to be the ringleader of the group. He walks around performing all kinds of miracles in the name of the God of Israel. Today of all days, just as you are sorting through the list of tariff forms that are before you and you're arguing with an army leader about the lack of support on the southern border, a letter is brought to your attention. A letter is given to you. It's from the king of the Armenians. It must be something extremely important, you think. Perhaps the king is declaring war or informing you of his intent to take over one of the cities on your border. Your finger slips under the official seal and you open it up and you begin to read. And you cannot believe your eyes. The king has asked you to heal one of his greatest leaders from a terrible skin disease. With all the other things on your plate, now your adversary has asked you to heal one of his men. Oh, he must be kidding. This is an impossible request and has got to be some kind of a ploy. There's got to be an ulterior motive. Knowing these circumstances, what would you do? What would your reaction be to a letter like this? The king of Israel tears his clothes in an all-out temper tantrum. That's all he's doing is having a little fit. He yells at a tirade, "Am I God to hand out death and life? The task is too much. And like everything else, you are powerless to do anything about it." The truth is that very few of us will be king or queen for a day. But we are people who like control. Let me say that again. We are people who like control. We like to feel that we are in charge and have everything right where we want it. We like calendars and agendas with 15-minute intervals to make sure that every minute of our day is planned. Our yards surveyed and marked with boundaries. Our doors are locked to keep out the chaos of the world. So in a way, aren't all middle-class heads of households kings or queens for something? We are kings and queens of something, aren't we? We have the joy of reigning over our territory, but sometimes the castle has a plumbing problem. Weeds continue to grow and encroach upon our lavish yards. And our children are not only demanding protection, but require us to supply their every need. People are always wanting something from us. Have you ever gotten to the point where it was too much? Have you ever got to the point where you've had enough? Like the king, you just want to tear your clothes. You want to sling all the bills off the kitchen table with one clean swipe. You want to slam the door or shut out the rest of the world. How many of you have ever done things like that? Have you thought about it? Have you gotten upset? Have you shut the door? Have you gone behind closed doors? Have you had a temper tantrum? If you're an adult, you don't like to admit it, do you? Have you ever done something that you're not real proud of? You see, it is difficult in our world and who we are to give up control. It is difficult when expectations are greater than our expertise. Then some of us are like Naaman, who found the one who could heal him but needed to take a few extra steps. You see, we think we have covered all the bases, and then there is one more demand that needs to be met. I myself am notorious for expecting things to be simple and then getting upset when they are not. I heard a story lately of a husband and wives getting into arguments over time estimations of certain home projects. Can you imagine someone getting upset over that? I heard a particular husband tell his wife that a project would only take about 15 minutes. 30 tops for this job. Oh, I can have this done in no time. 2 hours later, he's still struggling with the repair. Have you ever had somebody say, "I'll be there in just a few minutes," and 2 hours later you're still waiting on them? I'll be there in just a minute. Think about it. Like the king, this husband feels as if he has let people down. He feels incompetent and insecure in his abilities to perform the task at his hand. Also like Naaman, though, one additional step seems to be too much trouble. The man feels as though he doesn't have things under control when he thinks that he should. You see, but being out of control is not the theme of this story. You see, there are two characters in this story that are our real teachers. There's two people that come into play. One has no name, and one is a prophet. You see, the servant girl was taken captive and now waits on Naaman's wife hand and foot. She has no control over her daily routine. Yet she is the one who remains calm. She's the one who feels compassion. And she is the one who has a solution for Naaman's illness. Now Elisha the prophet is totally reliant on the help of others, and he wanders through the country following God each step of the way. Yet he does not tear his clothes, and he remains calm, and he gives instruction to Naaman. You see, no matter who we are, we are not in control as much as we would like to be or think that we are. You see, like the servant girl running to someone else's pace, can we stay calm and compassionate? You see, it is the recognition that God is in control that saves Naaman, seen through the calm compassion of the servant girl and the practical advice from Elisha. You see, if we continue to read on in today's scripture, following in 2 Kings, Naaman does eventually give credit to the God of Israel. We are not God, and we shouldn't act as if we are. When was the last time you and I gave up our illusion of control, humbled ourselves, and allowed God to heal our broken spirits? Think about that. When was the last time that you and I gave up our illusion of control, humbled ourselves, and allowed God to heal our broken spirits? Is it worth the trouble? You be the judge of your own life and honestly ask yourself, is it worth all the trouble? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word this day. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us this time to be in union with you this morning. As we come to your table, Lord, to commune one with another, as the bread is broken, as the juice is poured, as we are reminded of your body and blood that was given to us so freely, allow us, Lord, to answer the question, is it worth it? With yes, it is. Because what are we without it? So, Lord, this day, allow us your mercy, allow us your grace. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 2254 in the Faith We Sing, in remembrance of me.